I've done the indoors many years before. I never done it last year. I didn't feel fit enough, so I gave it a miss last year. But the indoors are so exciting. It's so fast. It's kind of a small, it's a lot smaller track, and because it's on this kind of a gym floor, if you think of a gym hall surface, it's so fast, so exciting. Every race has got something in it. It's unbelievable.
That's the British indoor. Has there ever been a Scottish indoor championship?
No, I don't think there's been. Maybe years ago when Edinburgh first started, or started as a Scottish All Sorts, I'm sure they started doing some indoor stuff, but compared to the real British stuff, it's unbelievable.
Do you think there should be a Scottish indoor championship?
If you have a Scottish indoor championship, it's just going to be pretty much what it was like. It's just going to basically be a club championship, really. It can't hurt. Could get a crowd. They can see a different side to the sport. You've got to start somewhere. So aye, definitely, you should have a Scottish indoor championship.
Well, you didn't have Glasgow racing here today in your club championship.
Aye, true. But just with the British, obviously the British is the big one. And I've never thought of having a Scottish indoor championship. And because cycle speedway is kind of a main outdoor sport, it's kind you might struggle to first attract people to it. As I say, you've got to start somewhere, so why not throw in a Scottish championship?
Right, you're talking about training for the British indoor.
Yes, aye. If my cold clears up, then hopefully start tomorrow, maybe. I don't know how, but try and do something to get fit, because I was absolutely toiling the day for the outdoor. Start as soon as possible, try and see if somewhere in Edinburgh will let me hire a hall to go down and practice, see if I can get down south. There's a couple of practice sessions down there, see if I can make them, and then get ready for the third day of January.
Cycle speedway, surely. But what's the difference about racing out there in the shale this afternoon in this weather? I know the difference indoor is, the weather. There's no change in the weather, right? It's like constant temperature now. But what is the difference to racing indoors to outdoors?
Well, previous years, it's been on the kind of gym floor surface that you would say is a varnished hardwood. But I think this new surface that they're using in Coventry, it's almost, I think, maybe rubbery. When I was doing it at such a younger age, I mean, you lean the bike over so much that it's only inches, your handlebars are only inches for the surface.
And you're getting a good grip.
Yes. Depends, you've got to find a sort of right compoundy rubbery tyre, shave it right down so it's almost a slick tyre. You've got to keep them warm, and then it grips.
You've not got sticky tyres like the Formula One cars?
No sticky tyres, no. You just have to get a sort of a really light grade of sandpaper or a sanding block, warm them up as much as you can. But for the championships, the surface is always cleaned. It gets a good soap and clean, so there's no dirt there whatsoever. And then you usually find it maybe takes a few races until the surface starts to warm up, until the racing line warms up as well. And then when it all comes together, it's so worth it. It's an amazing spectacle to watch.
Good luck when you're down there. And let's hope we've got a Scottish champion at the British. Yeah,
thanks very much. I'll try.